KF8FGT calling AC8AC.
K8LAX mobile.
Morning, Dean, in 8WRO. How you doing?
Morning, Tim. Yeah, I got run up to the store, so I'm actually headed up your way. I was driving. I'm like, you know, I don't wanna go into Chesterfield this time. So I'm on my way to Richmond, actually. How are you doing today?
Quite well, actually. Not too bad. I see a little snow spurting out there. So you're doing like what, Kroger shopping or one of the farm stores? What's up?
No, there's a party store up there next to that JJ Nats, and they have they carry my Blantons, so I'm gonna stop up there, stop by the Wild Bills across the street by the O'Reillys, and then probably hit Tractor Supply. I know I got one by my house, but if I'm up there.
Yes, Blantons. My son-in-law is a big fan. Are you collecting the caps or not really?
So I keep the bottles because I rarely get it because it's somewhere around usually like 120 to 150 a bottle depending on where you get it. I know you can get it online cheaper, but anything local, it's pricer. So actually, I've got 4 empty bottles sitting at the house, but I don't go through that stuff very fast. Usually takes me 6 to 8 months to finish a bottle, but I like the fancy, throw a little bit of ice in the bottom of a glass and, you know, sip on it kind of thing. Back over to you, KE8LAX.
N8WRO. Hey, copy that. That's what son-in-law Justin does at the end of a tough day, or pretty much the end of every day. So a little something-something in the bottom of the glass there with some rocks. That's nice. Nothing else going on. Just kind of finishing up a little ARPS work here. Can't really think much else going on for the good of the order. Back over to you.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't have a lot going on unless John or somebody says they need help with something. I don't have much going on until they officially place stuff where it's supposed to be placed. So yeah, I'm just kind of putzing around today, and I have something going on tomorrow. Oh yes. Depending on what's going on tomorrow, I may not be able to join the huddle, but I think that should be okay for one time if my buddy comes into town.
Oh yeah, copy that for sure. There's not a whole bunch going on, and quite frankly, let's be honest, it's going to primarily be website. So John and I will be there, and yep, not an issue whatsoever.
That's good. To be honest with you, I hope he gets pretty much the entire meeting dedicated to what he's doing, because he has a really hard time keeping everybody kind of on focus and on track with that stuff. I think he wants people's honest opinions, and I think some people don't have a hard time following it, and so they just kind of get bored with it or get off track, and he loses it. So I'm hoping that this one he gets all of the attention he possibly can.
Yeah, I agree. Like we discussed, he'll have to probably have more of a breakout session instead of doing it with all leadership we'll just have a subgroup, IT subgroup, at least temporarily. And I'm not sure if it'll be done on Mondays. I still have to speak to the boss about it, but we'll work something out so you get some time to, because you're, you know, with a brand new website, you are going to have multiple issues that need to be decided, and it doesn't need to be decided by committee. So we'll handle it. A little bit of growing pains, of course, but that's to be expected. All right, Dean, have a good one. I will be listening today. Drive safe. I don't think the roads are too bad. NAWRO, after you, unless you got something else.
Nope, sounds good, Tim. 7-3s. I'm just rolling into town right now. I might be there tomorrow. I might not. My buddy is Air Force on the west side of the state and lives in Mount Pleasant, but it looks like he might be down tomorrow. So if he is, I'm going to take that time to go out and maybe grab some dinner with him. I've got nothing else, so I will be listening as well. And when I get home, I'll have DMR on me. So I'll say 7-3s. You have a good rest of your day, Tim, and we'll catch you on the air. This is KELAX. I'll be monitoring.
You as well, Dean. NAWRO.
WDAKLO.
WADD. Ah, you decide to use over here. Okay.
Sorry, didn't catch that. The kid was talking.
It's Tim. Well, he decided to use UHF. I see.
Well, it's kind of isolated, right?
Yeah, it sure is. Kind of quiet. I spoke to Dean a little bit ago. He was up here making some purchases at a store, particular product that you collect the caps, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know that thing you saw, that thing, that story in Marine City, right? See that?
Negative. What do you mean?
You know that thing where they run around with a camera and try to get people excited and then wait for somebody to come after them and then try to make a big deal out of it? It's kind of like the new YouTube trend.
Copy that, what you were talking about. You know, no, I did not see that yet. I got to, like, do a YouTube on that.
Well, he took it down. St. Clair charged the guy for the assault.
There you go. And that's going to be one that would be nice to follow through the court system to see what happens.
Yeah, that one I'm interested in because there's definitely two loud arguments on both sides. You know, of course, I go with the redneck side, but nonetheless, there is two loud ones there. You know, the other one is called the Bean Tom law, so that's a big no-no, too.
NAWRO, yeah, see which way it goes. It's just interesting to see what becomes of those, you know, whichever way it goes. It's going to have an end decision in the judicial sphere, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, in Marine City is the epicenter, but that's what I think is amazing. That's pretty cool.
Kind of odd why it just happened. But I guess it can start anywhere. Any fad can start anywhere, I guess.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. It's just, it's going to go into change the subject really quick. I was going to go into Kroger over here on 23 Mile and grab the kids some ice cream, but I've had a change of heart.
Yeah, the Dairy Queen up here in this town is closed now for the season. That's always kind of a bummer when the grandkids come to town. Go to Dairy Queen. Well, we can't. It's closed.
Yeah, I'm just going to find a grocery store and get some food that way. What? The second, WB. I guess now it's Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that sounds okay. It should be, you know, it's a little bit quicker of an in and out there, maybe. So, all right, Wally, I'll be monitoring. Cut you loose if you like. N-A-W-R-O after you, sir.
Thanks, sir. Have a good day. Yeah, get a chance to read that, especially with your background. I'd like to, you know, offline, I'd like to know your thoughts on it. But, you know, which way you think that should go. Take care. WB.
WDAKLL.
Give me this up here.
Remote already in this mode. Dansville, connection failed. Dansville, connection failed. Dansville, connection failed.
Give it us over here.
Dansville, connection failed.
Give it us over here.
ZYQ on frequency. Anyone else watching this football game right now? Negative contact, KE4ZYQ clear.
So many difficulties with the older interfaces I had working with Windows 10, but finally I went ahead and got the signal link. Immediately everything was perfect with FL Disney. No problem hooking up or using it. So using that now. Don't use my back four floor modem really at all, actually. I'll put it back in the box because from where I'm at, there's just not many people using back four floor. So that's one of the things that used a lot when I was in Texas and back when I was part of Mars, but right now it just doesn't seem to get much use here. Other than that, there's not much report from UP. It's just that quiet time of year because it's snowing and nobody's going outside. KW5AS.
KW5AS is KJD. Well, good news for the coax there. You got the breaking weather just when you need it. Great perseverance there, sir. Great perseverance. Anyway, good to hear your equipment coming up good. That's nice. So with that, let's move to Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot. Your comments, sir.
This is KJRRF, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot. I'm going to keep this short. I'm getting a lot of noise. It's hard to hear.
Thanks very much. Yeah, he sort of dropped out on me there. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot. Thanks for the relay. Let's move next to NAWU. Your comments, sir.
No comments. You can skip me this week. Thanks for being net control. I'm out in the repeater shed, so if you hear the squeals, why I'm out here, I'm trying to figure out why my DVR is in error. NAWU, I'll be monitoring.
Hi, NAWU. Thanks for setting up the link there. We certainly do appreciate that. Let's move next to Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, not much going on here. I'll just get it back to net control. KHJBD, KB9IAR.
KB9AAR, thanks for checking in. Let's take a break here and see if anyone else wishes to check in to the Michigan PSC net. Please call now. This is KJBD, net control.
KB8FWR, the link is now up. Had some technical difficulties, but PHF and UHF are up now. KB8FWR.
KB8SWR copy, I have you checked into the net. Anyone else wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now.
Yeah, net control, this is NAWRO.
Okay, there were two stations. One was very light, but I got one coming in on the VHF and KW something something. Could you repeat the call sign, sir?
Yeah, sir, sorry about that. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim from Macomb County.
Okay, I got a November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. There was another station, very, very light. If you try again, sir. Okay, I can't pick him out from the noise. Any relays? Once again, are there any relays? There was station in there, but I just could not hear them. Please call now. Okay, well, my apologies. Whoever was trying to check in, nobody seems to hear you. Very sorry about that, but we'll do one last check-in later on. So hang in there if you can. So let's move now to November 8th of Florida, Lima Kilo. Go ahead with your comments, sir.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's on the Michigan ARPSC net. This is my first time checking in. I'm a total newbie. Don't know much anything about what you're doing. Thought I would just sit in and learn a little bit. So talking to you from Lansing, in my little check with an Icon 7300 and an MFED long wire. So that's about it. Enjoying hearing the net so far. I'll turn it back over to Net Control K8JVD from N8FLK.
Hi, FLK. Thanks very much for checking in. Good signal. Appreciate you checking in. Let's check it in. D8AXB, your comments, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Jim, for running the net. This is WD8AXB. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County. And nice to hear some representation from District 5 tonight. We're hoping to hear Brett and a couple other guys, but we'll take who we got. Let's see here. I participated in last Thursday evening's OxyCom working group. I was there backing Brett up for District 5. And I was wondering if Max could talk a little bit about the February 3rd and 4th. There's going to be a amateur radio involvement in that exercise. Something about severe weather. I don't know if that means like thunder and lightning or snow and ice, but if Max could comment on that. All I'm hearing around here is crickets, but I see the information on the State Police Emergency Management website. So other than that, there should be a Kalamazoo County Racies meeting this coming Wednesday evening. So that's about all the news here on Ham Radio. Maybe we'll have some more coming up next Sunday. So, back to Net Control and see if Max can comment. K8JDD from WDNASB, over.
WDA-XP, thanks very much for comments. K-E-8-B-O-N, did you copy by intercept the request for information? It's K-A-J-B-D.
K-A-J-B-D, this is Stuart. Great job for us for November. Yes, I did copy. Yeah, bi-functional exercise, February 3rd, February 4th, it's a 2-day event. The first day is going to be with SDLC's activation, so there will be OxyCom presence at the SDLC on that day. The fourth is some other activities that are related to it, but they are not communication related, and actually the SDLC won't even be activated that day. Those are going to be some local activities taking place. I don't know all of the counties that are participating in it, but I do believe that it's to the north that's where the heavy participation is this time. Fuel Lake Lake, Delta Oscar November.
K-A-D-O-N, K-A-J-B-D, thanks. W-D-A-D-X-B, did you copy?
This is W-D-A-X-B. I was able to copy all direct. Thank you, Jim.
Any additional questions for Max? It's K-A-J-B-D. Okay, nothing heard. This is K-A-J-B-D. Let's move now to N8-N-O-R. Your comments, sir.
Good evening to everybody on the net. This is N8NOR, name here again. I live in South Portage, and just a few miles north of WD8AXB Charlie. Not too much going on tonight. Just happy my equipment's working well and able to get out and hear most everybody. Charlie was fading in and out, kind of strange, but you are booming loud and clear into my station tonight. And it's back to you. This is N8NOR.
Hi, N8NOR. N8NOR. Thanks for your comments, sir. Certainly appreciate that. And yeah, you're coming in really good here, too. So let's move next to WD8 USA. General, you're up, sir.
Okay, good enough. James, thanks for wiring me that this evening. Hearing all stations anywhere from readable to loud and clear. Most of them are good readable or better, so you got a good band late this afternoon. Well, let's see. Max, for you, son of a gun, I'll be able to make the Wednesday night session, so I don't know when I'll be able to make the next one, so you might want to send me a link, and we'll let you know what's going on with the other server. And let's see here, had the Region 5 Oscon today, and kind of a first, Kilo Foxtrot 5 Echo Mike Alpha, the FEMA office in Chicago came on, and on 60 meters, so we worked them for the first time. That was a really neat experience, first time we've heard them, at least on the net that I was present on, so that was a first. Good readable signals too on 60 meters. So then, generally, 60 and 40 were pretty good. 60, I think, was... it has been a while to this station. At any rate, let's see. Oh, a great big hello to Skip, KW5AF. So nice to hear you. And can always look forward to you making the option that's here. So other than that, all quiet in the county. Not much going on, but we'll take the low roar before things turn into a high roar. We just as soon leave it at a low speed. Yeah, right. All stations sound good. We'll catch you later. Back to you, Jim, for the
host. Hi, WDA USA. Thanks for your comments. KEADON, did you copy by intercept? His comments for you. KJDD.
KHADD, KEADON, Roger, I did copy his comments, and we're going to keep you on the distribution list, so you'll keep getting the links anytime you can join with the good. KEADON.net.
Okay, thanks very much. Let's move next to KB8PGW. Your comments, sir. KB8PGW, you're up for comments, sir.
No comments, figuring that. Checking in and out. KBAPGW.
Okay, KBAPGW, thanks for checking in. I'm sure you in and out. Let's move next to KB8FWR. Your comments, sir.
Everybody, technical difficulties, but had some technical problems now. A lot going on, not a lot for here, but anyways, back to you. Keep it up there.
Hi, KBAFWR. Got your comments there. Thanks very much. Thank you and NAW for the VHF-UHF link. Let's move now to N8WR. Sir.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim. I'm one of the AECs for Macomb County, and I just wanted to announce Macomb is very excited because we have our new web page that was deployed this week. The address is macombarpsc.org. macombarpsc.org. It is live now. Feel free to check it out. One of the other AECs, John, he's our net manager and basic all-around IT guru, KE8WUO. He definitely burned the midnight oil, so to speak, to get that up and running this past week. And with that, we've got 42 active on the roster, and we always thank Jeff and Mike for the link. I'm coming in on the VHF repeater in Mount Clemens. That's all I got from Macomb. This is NAWRO. Back over to you, Jim.
Hi, NAWRO, this is KGBD. Sounds good, I'll check it out, because I'm a member of District 2 also. Hopefully we'll hear you on the District 2 wide net on the GMARC repeater on Wednesday night at 7. Looking forward to it. Once again, thanks very much for your comment. Is there anyone else that wants to check into the Michigan ARPSC net? Please call now. KJBD. Okay, I heard a very weaky uniform November X-ray. Could I get your call sign? Phonetically twice if I could, sir. Okay, copy a Kilo 8 uniform November X-ray, is that correct? Okay, copy a Kilo Bravo 8 uniform November X-ray. Repeat, a Kilo Bravo 8 uniform November X-ray, correct, sir? Okay, I can just barely hear you. I've got you on the log, sir. If you have any comments, please come with your comments, and hopefully some others will catch you. This is KJBD, Net Control. Okay, I got a 5 watt. Do I have any relays for his information? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, well, once again, thanks very much for checking in. I have a Kilo Bravo 8 uniform November X-ray, and it's a 5 watt somewhere. Anyway, thanks for trying to check in. Certainly appreciate that. We'll log you into the net. Anyone else wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Nothing heard. Are there any relays? Okay, nothing heard. This is KJBD Net Control from Michigan ARPSC Net. We will secure the net. Call it closed at 1727. We had a total of 16 people check in, which is pretty good. Thanks to all that participate. We certainly appreciate that. And this is KJBD returning this frequency to normal amateur radio use, 73 all.
NALOR. This is WDAXB.
Give me the rest of here.
Dansville, disconnected. Dansville, connection failed. VHF hub, disconnected. Node 3381132 disconnected.
WDHKLL,